Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today's Tuesday, March 19th. We're glad to have you yet once again. Danny, good morning.
Morning.
We have nice because for a while we've just been sitting here talking shit and stuff. But now that we have an awesome guest here, we're going to have fun. We'll bring her on in just a moment. If you guys want to see us, in addition to listening to us, you can go on Facebook on LA Talk Radio's page and you'll see us there, Facebook Live. And you can see her pretty faces there too. You can see Danny eating her
blueberry muffin.
Oh, it's a blueberry today? Okay.
It's always blueberry.
Oh, it's always blueberry? Don't you like banana nut or something?
Ew.
Really? I love that, man.
I only like bananas in smoothies.
You don't like eating bananas like raw either? Really?
No, it's just weird because Gabby loves them.
Yeah.
So like dip it in peanut butter. I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, right.
I just don't like the texture. They're like slimy almost.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they're not slimy. Come on.
Ugh. I'm all set.
There's a little buzzing in the background. It's bugging me, but
I don't hear it.
I know. It's just me.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe I'll turn down my headphones just a little bit, and then I don't have to hear it. Yours too?
Oh, actually, no. Yeah, a little bit. But I like my headphones the volume it's at, so don't change mine.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll just lower it a little bit. And it's just in the headphones anyway. A beautiful day outside. I think tomorrow it's going to be kind of wintry, right?
Yeah, it's going to rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's not shitty in my book. You have to know that.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all relative. It depends on how you look at it, right?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the rain, so.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So I'll be celebrating tomorrow. Bless you.
Thanks. It's so weird. I only sneeze when I come here, really.
Really?
Yeah, it's every once in a while.
Maybe it's my cologne or something.
You wear cologne? I never smell you.
I do, because I don't ever, like, splash it on. I just spray a little bit. I think with cologne, only people that hug you or get close to you should be able to smell it.
No, I think you should smell it from across the room.
I don't think so.
Oh, God. I love when I can smell a guy from a mile away. Yeah,
yeah, that's half a bottle in order to accomplish that.
No, not really.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Risk?
I spray a lot. I mean, and you still don't smell it, you know.
I never smell you. I would assume that you didn't wear cologne.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you never hug me. If you hug me in the morning, you'll know.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, Sam. I'm sorry
no,
I don't hug you.
No, it's okay. We can hug. Everybody hugs here. No, but it's funny because when I do hug people, they go, oh, what are you wearing? You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but tomorrow I'll just splash some on so you can smell it.
Yeah, go for
it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would imagine that's a lot. You need a lot to put on a lot unless it's a very strong.
You know what cologne that a lot of Middle Easterns wear out here?
What?
And it smells so good. I think it's unisex. Is it oud?
Oud?
Yeah. It's like $500 a bottle.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Every single person that comes into my restaurant that's Middle Eastern,
right,
they all, man and female, all wearing the same perfume.
Really?
I'm like, this restaurant just should be sponsored by this perfume.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
I love it, though. It smells so good.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been Middle Eastern for a long time, so I don't know. I wouldn't know what they wear now for $500, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I have like Gucci and a couple of others.
Gucci's nice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it's not more than $100. You know, it's like $80, more reasonable and stuff.
Right.
I don't believe in spending. And we were talking about that yesterday too. Spending half, you know, $500 on liquid.
Right.
I mean, what the hell is that?
Well, I mean, I think $500 is excessive. I think if it's a gift, I'd be appreciate if someone got me like a $200 perfume
because
it's a gift, which means like Flower Bomb,
right?
Last all day, but it's like $150 for like the small bottle. To get the big bottles, I think it's almost $300.
Really?
Uh-huh. Wow. Coco Chanel. I think all the Chanels are about $200, $250.
Wow, that's a lot.
But those are the type of perfumes that when you wear out, like in the morning when you wake up, you still smell like it. It's not one of those perfumes that you invest $80 to $90 on, you spray it on, you smell for 5 minutes, and then it's gone.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, I guess that works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what can you do, you know? But you try to smell. I think people can smell good for less than $100, you know?
Yeah, definitely bargain shop. And yeah. The longer a perfume is on the shelves, I think lower the price it gets.
Really?
And you can always find different, like there's little stands and stuff in the mall that sell a perfume that's $150 at Macy's for like $60. So you can get it for almost half off. Yeah, you can bargain shop for sure.
Yeah.
Especially on Amazon.
Yeah, but so those people actually have good brands on there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I try to bargain shop all the time. Like my Gucci Guilty is out, and I'm like, I must find this. Since I got no man buy me perfume right now.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'll get my own.
Yeah. F you.
Yeah, exactly, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did you hear Casey, the guy downstairs here? He threw his phone in the toilet.
Threw it or threw fell? It,
discarded it because he was so pissed at it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? I mean, what the hell is that about?
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean.
But he was telling me this morning is like.
He didn't have an iPhone?
No, it wasn't an iPhone.
Yeah, maybe it's just that's Android. The time to move on up.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's about time to just like, maybe it's time that does go in the trash.
It was a very old Android phone. Yeah. Probably not worth more than $10 if that.
Yeah, so it's time to upgrade.
Yeah.
That's so everything no happens deal. For a reason.
I just hope he had it all backed up because otherwise he's.
I don't think you can back up Androids, honestly.
Yeah, you can.
I think that's an iPhone.
No, you can't.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy, though, man. I'm telling you. But, yeah, otherwise a lot of stuff is happening. But I want to get to our guest now. I think there was one more thing I wanted to bring up. I don't remember, so fuck that.
You're probably going to ask me how work was. It was good.
No, thanks. No, I wasn't. But, okay, if you want to tell me.
It was good.
Yeah,
that's
just
it.
Slow.
Was
it?
Not
as Monday?
It was slow, but not as slow as the past Mondays. Like I didn't get home till 1 last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't fall asleep because I was wide awake when I got home. So I watched like 4 episodes of Criminal Minds. And then it was like 4 a.m. I was like, fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, but I finished watching Triple Frontier. I think you like it.
That's on Netflix,
Affleck,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I usually give anything with Ben Affleck in a whirl anyway.
Yeah.
Just so I can either talk shit or I like it, but
right,
we'll see.
But also that other guy, that kind of new actor from, well, he didn't see Star Wars, but he was in the last two Star Wars.
The black guy?
No, the other guy. The guy that was flying the planes. And I can't remember his name. He's Hispanic, I think. So he played a Brazilian this time. And they were like robbing and in the jungles and stuff.
Mm.
It's an awesome movie. So if you have Netflix, it just came out. It's called Triple Frontier. And it's pretty cool. So there you go. I finished watching that one. Some people trashed it on Facebook. I don't know why, but they did. And then, so I watched that. And then I got all, you know how I get my brainstorms at like 1 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I didn't get to bed till 3:30.
So we went to bed around like the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's always the same fucking story. You notice that, right?
Yeah.
People are probably turning off the show going, how many times do I have to hear this? But the point is,
I don't care.
Yeah, it is an unusual. It is an unusual thing to go to sleep at 3:30, you know?
Well, willingly.
So we did talk about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what happens to me. I mean, I'm ready to go to sleep at 12. I watch a movie. That wakes me up. And then I, you know, we'll look on the internet or pick up a book because I'm still not ready to go to bed.
Right.
I just don't have enough hours in the day.
Nobody does, though.
Right?
It's not just you.
Yeah.
Nobody has enough hours. I feel like I don't have.
But I don't care about anybody else. I care about me.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm kidding.
Horrible.
Sounded good. So, all right. Anyway, let's bring in our guest right now before we get in trouble here. We're joined by Olivia Henry. Welcome to the show, Olivia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. I hope we didn't offend you too much with our language here.
Oh, my God. I was just feeling relaxed because I'm like, oh, fuck, I can curse.
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. Like you don't have to watch what you say.
Not at all. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Really? Do you like to curse sometimes?
I curse more than most people I know.
I feel like we might be in that same boat.
Fantastic.
I feel like every other word is like the F-bomb, but it's not like I'm trying to curse. It's just natural for me now.
It's also just the best word.
Yeah.
it is. Has vocabulary because it helps, can mean right? so many different things.
Like you could exactly. say it in excitement, anger, happiness.
Yeah.
Like there's so many ways you could say fuck.
Exactly.
The many ways we can say fuck.
Yeah.
With LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I also was up till 3:30 a.m.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
What, working on your music?
I was actually working on music, and then and then I'm just awake, so then I was watching Queer Eye.
I've never seen that, but I heard it's very popular.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Yeah. So this is like going back in time, though, right? Or do they have new ones?
No, these are new. These
really?
Are all new.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a new season came out a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, this is season 3 of the new cast.
Yeah.
And they're all unreal, and it just brings some tissue.
Bring some tissues,
I'm
girl.
I'm pushing Queer Eye right now. It's just the best show ever. But yeah, I was up doing music, and then, you know, then like you guys said, you're wired.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to kind of chill out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to bed, but then I can't go to sleep. So then I'm playing crosswords.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
another
yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning usually?
Just depends.
Yeah.
I mean,
an early bird.
Not usually, but I try to be up at 8:30 because I just got so much shit I got to do during the day. So it's just,
I'm like that too, you know? Otherwise, I could sleep forever, you know? But I got to make myself get up, you know?
I've been struggling lately, this morning, I was like, I can't get up. Like, I woke up, like, right before I had to leave.
But you did it.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God bless.
I know. I stole another 5 minutes, so I had to not shave this morning. But that's very unusual, you know.
Well, you're on radio, so.
So
that's
what?
I was like, yeah, exactly.
It's not about other people. It's about me. It's how it makes me feel,
exactly.
You know? No, it really does. And I enjoy I hate the process of shaving because it's mundane and repetitive and you've done it for so many years, you're tired of it.
Right.
You know, just probably like put makeup on and all that stuff, right?
Mm.
So, but then I realized, you know what? I'm going to skip it sometimes. What the hell? You know, I don't have to be shaved all the time.
Right.
And so I stole another 5 minutes, and sure enough, I didn't have time to shave. So I just showered and came here.
Right.
But the traffic, man, in the morning, I got to tell you, sometimes it's just a little too much, you know?
Mine's not that bad.
Yeah.
Where do you come from?
I come from West Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah,
where did
you
Hollywood?
Guys are close.
Okay. So yeah, we came kind of in the
close.
Same direction.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's turn the spotlight on Olivia now.
Yeah.
And we'll find out everything. We'll find out everything personal about you. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it.
Let's get out. Nitty gritty.
I love your attitude. You're a fun woman. I already realized that when you came in.
Thanks.
You're very personable, you know?
I appreciate that.
You look like, who do people say you look like?
I get a lot of different things.
Okay, because I have someone on the tip of my tongue, but I can't put a name to it, but I know the name. Like, oh. Have you ever seen, Paul Walker did that movie, the remake, where he's an undercover cop.
I don't know.
And his wife, you look like his wife in that movie.
All right, we're going to have to look it up.
I have to look it up. You look just like her.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think of what other movies she's been in lately. But
like Lisa Kudrow, did you ever get that one?
I've never gotten that one. That's a first.
Well, I don't think you look like her.
No, maybe not. I don't know, man. Whatever. Anyway, Olivia, you're a musician.
Singer-songwriter. I play piano and write all my songs.
Really?
And, yeah.
Do you play any other instruments, like a guitar or
something?
I
wish. No. Yeah. Guitars is something that I would love to eventually. But no, sometimes I'll do percussive instruments, but it's mostly it's mostly my voice and play
piano.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think you would write different kind of songs, let's say, if you did it with a guitar rather
Absolutely.
Than a piano, right?
I mean, but that's true for any instrument.
Right.
You know, if I had a mandolin, that's going to sound different, and if I had a trumpet, that's going to sound different.
But I mean,
as well.
No. But the song itself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, piano
because
definitely lends itself to a
certain
style.
Piano is more like mellow and things like that too, right? Or
I think it's like you have to be extremely talented to play the piano.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's like anytime I see someone play the piano, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome. I think if I had to like classify, I would say guitars are more like upbeat. Or not upbeat, but faster tempo, and piano songs are more like, you know, slower and mellow, like ballads. But
no, not at all, actually. No.
Yeah, did you listen to the Star is Born soundtrack?
Yeah.
She has, like, piano in every single song, and
right,
some of them are, like, you know, upbeat.
They're okay. both really complimentary instruments. Right. And they're both really the two main instruments that people generally write songs on.
Mm-hmm. Right, right,
and
exactly.
you can write them, you know, the same song can translate on either instrument, really, and they blend well together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you really, you know, you can go from piano, you can go from pop to rock to... Yeah. Jazz, experimental. I mean,
that's true.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. What do you have a genre for your music, or do you not want to classify?
I mean, listen, everybody wants to classify things, so right. So it's ultimately pop music.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's a you, when you hear it, it's an amalgam of different kinds of styles.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, are they faster tempo, slower tempo?
More. The first, the one I just released uh-huh. on March 5th. It's called Tear Me Apart. It's a bit more upbeat.
Good. Good. Yeah. Because I like upbeat songs.
I like I like slow and upbeat songs. Yeah. Okay. And her name is Vera Farmiga.
I have gotten that before. Mm-hmm.
Let me see the picture.
Yeah. Just go to her ID.
And what was the name of the movie that they were in?
Oh, I have no idea.
Running Scared.
Running Scared?
You never seen that?
No.
It's so good.
Really?
I've not seen it either.
Okay, she's a badass bitch in that movie.
She's a phenomenal actress.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. But you look like her. I was like, thank you. She looks
well, we're not gonna compare you to people. You're beautiful the way you are, you know.
Yeah, but everyone kind of has a doppelganger. Well, I don't think I do, but
yeah. But you know, I mean, everybody's unique in many ways. I meet a lot of people, and you know, I don't think I've seen anybody that looks just like you. You know, so. But at any rate, what the hell are we talking about? Let me see.
Let's see what Sam says.
Yeah, I don't
what's your verdict?
I don't know.
I think you guys look so much like you guys could be cousins.
Really? I get that sometimes. I've also gotten cool. Claire Filani.
Because you guys got pretty eyes. She got blue, you got green. They could be cousins we could long be cousins. Down the line.
Why
know?
Not? I take that. Yeah. She's a very talented, strong, beautiful
I think she,
woman.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful yeah. too. Yeah.
Awesome. Never heard of her, but okay.
Well, she's been in a lot of movies.
She's really? A character actress, mm-hmm. really. But like mm-hmm. a really... you know, she kind of blends her. In. She's a chameleon, so
yeah.
she's
really?
Good at
yeah.
I mean, she's good at not knowing because she just blends into a role, and you just picture her as that.
Yeah,
so she's real good at that.
That's very yeah. cool. So we're gonna get to your music in a few minutes, and I just wanted to ask you a little bit. Are you originally from LA? Is that
I
where
am.
You grew up?
Technically, Simi Valley is where I was born. And
oh,
raised.
Really?
Well, I was born in LA and then raised a little bit in Simi
Valley.
Valley
yeah, yeah, which is. You know where it is, right?
Nobody really here. Ever needs to know where Simi Valley
no,
is.
No, that's true. That's true. But that's the...
It's suburbia.
Exactly.
It's suburbia in, like, the edge of Ventura County before you hit L.A. So it's,
right.
you know...
It's the end of the world, pretty much.
Mm, yeah.
You know, nobody ever goes there unless they know somebody.
You know,
somebody.
It's a family place now.
Right, right.
And yeah, you don't really go there unless you got kids or you know
but
somebody.
But it's right. one of the best places in America to live, right?
What?
It was selected several times. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live there.
No, because, like... safety and,
oh
know.
Well safety sure you yeah know. It's a bit of a cop down. It's not so much my style. My
right,
parents my parents still live there
right.
so it's really nice that I've got my family here still
yeah.
but
my kids live there too, so that's why yeah. I hung out there for a while there when
okay.
I was still
so you know see me
yeah yeah,
yeah.
I do I do.
It's beautiful. I mean there's gorgeous really, hills yeah. and you know
right.
I've never been yeah. so
it's just it's like 20 minutes away from here
yeah, yeah.
so 20 minutes west and a little inland
right
so.
Yeah north yeah
northwest
north,
west
northeast
east I don't even know where I'm from.
No, really. It is northwest. You're right.
It is a little northwest.
Northwest of here, yeah.
But because absolutely. It's inland, you're just going, yeah.
Right.
All
right. But at any rate, who cares?
I know where I'm from.
Yeah. but it's generally considered L.A.
Yes. And then I live in Hollywood, so.
In Hollywood now.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any siblings?
I don't. I'm
oh,
the
really?
Only one.
Wow.
My mom wanted to have more, but
yeah.
but she
you see,
lucky
you have the energy
me.
For three people.
yes, I do have the energy for three people, honestly. That's my whole... story of my life, Sam.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of energy is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So let's take a break and go into your song. You just
released
Tear Me Apart,
I
right?
I did, March 5th.
March 5th. That's awesome. How long did it take to put the song together for you?
Well, I wrote it in a night when I was pretty pissed off at my current boyfriend. We're no longer together.
No,
that was a little while ago. So
your then boyfriend.
My then
the
boyfriend, not
yeah.
the current boyfriend.
Okay.
Current boyfriend's awesome. But the then boyfriend. Uh-huh. And yeah, and it was just kind of in a moment of, you know, the relationship I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. It's like an unconscious thing when you know that something's coming to a close.
Right.
But you're just kind of in denial. and you both kind of just like going on with the motions, and I was just kind of hanging on. And it's like the song I wrote, it it's kind of like right before the fall, you
right,
know, right,
right
before the end. But I wrote it in a night, and then I ended up meeting my producer, Doug Makuta, who's incredible and amazing, and we collaborated so well and easily. It was just like, it was magical. We met, and we were just an instant family connection. We just had that, like, familial, and we just collaborated really well.
Cool.
But, you know, I had the song written lyrically and on piano, and it was actually a little bit lower tempo. And then when, you know, he got a hold of it, he's just like, what if we made it a little faster? And then I started singing it a little different, and then it just kind of morphed into this, into what it is now. But we recorded it in a day. I wrote it in a night, and then I wasn't happy with the completed product, and so then I flew out to New York, where he lives. We did it in LA. We actually did most of the songs in my closet in my Hollywood apartment because I don't have cash for this kind of thing. So so I was, you know,
you could still
doing it on the fly.
And
this one, I just felt like we needed a little bit more samples, and we needed some more sounds, and you know, we sampled a typewriter, we sampled some old TV sounds from like the 40s and 50s, and just kind of like did these different things, and then just added more gang vocals and for the background vocals and things like that, and it was just a lot of fun. It was my first time co-producing and working with a producer like to his level. He's with Ole Bluestone and works with like people like Timbaland, and
That's awesome.
That's well, awesome.
He's
now
amazing.
Pretty curious.
I can't tell you how much he's
all
doing.
Right. Cool. So we're gonna listen to "Tear Me Apart" by Olivia Henry.
Wonderful.
And let's get an idea of what we're talking about here. It's piano indeed, but your voice is really cool, you know. I mean, it's like you sound different in different parts of the song. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Well, she did, of course, she's the one that meant it to sound. What am I talking about?
you just want to tear me apart. How can I kiss you so much and you just want to tear up my heart?
Very strong voice, you know. Very impressed. Very impressed. You really get up there. I dance to this, you know. Definitely a good dance song.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah?
I'd love to hear a remix too.
You mean like a DJ kind of?
Yeah, give it to a DJ.
So do it.
I know. I'm looking into that right now. So.
Yeah.
DJ?
Me personally, no.
No, no.
I
but
mean,
to get
maybe
someone
eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get someone to actually do that.
Yeah. So that's Tear Me Apart.
I like it. You have a really
nice
pretty voice.
Thank you very mm-hmm. much.
Congratulations on the song. It's amazing, you know, and I like fresh stuff, and it resonates with me, you know. I mean, sometimes cool. we get people here and the music is boring to me, you know.
Yeah.
But this one's upbeat. I can relate to it, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you move, you know, and stuff. Right. So, and you wrote this in one night, just the lyrics and the music, the melody too?
You know, just the basic melody and uh-huh. and most of my songs actually, everybody's got their own songwriting process and whatnot, but most right. of my music, I journal a lot. I journal constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
So your whole life is written down somewhere?
Pretty much.
Really?
I mean, I remember starting when I was about 9. And
wow.
I just, you know, I would just feel like this.
Do you still have those journals around?
Of course.
Yeah. Are they locked?
They're at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many.
Right, right.
But, you know, I have the ones probably since I've, you know, was a late teenager.
But they're probably pretty personal. I mean,
they're super personal.
Would you, so you wouldn't let just anybody look at them?
You know, I have this kind of dream that when I'm super old, that I'm just going to collect them all and publish it.
Oh,
okay. And like just
yeah, by
an
then,
unabridged.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Why not?
Somebody might enjoy
right.
it. Or
no,
everybody's
no,
going to think
no,
it's super
No, I'm saying
boring.
They wouldn't enjoy it, but you would say, who gives a shit if
who
they know
shit?
About me? You know?
Yeah, right. absolutely. I want people to know about me.
Exactly.
And I want to share my life and I want to feel relatable and whatnot. But yeah, my usual songwriting process is I'll have a line and I'll think of a melody and I'll do like a voice note.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come back to it eventually and then just add more things and sometimes take pieces of different parts of my journaling. So maybe it's about totally different people. Maybe it's, you know, because everything, when you're listening to a song, you're not thinking to yourself, oh, it's that one person or it's
right.
this, you know,
right.
people are usually relating it to themselves and their own personal experience. So it doesn't really matter whether it
That's
was,
true.
You know, from 3 years ago or from right now.
Right.
As long as it is the same feeling and carries the same, you know, message.
Right.
Then, right.
Then that's usually how I write. That particular song came out all at once.
Really?
Yeah. And,
nice.
And then, you know, the melody came pretty quickly after. And like I said earlier, you know, it had a little bit of a slower pace and the melody was still the same. The key that it was in is still the same. But yeah, it changed and it morphed. And that's the beauty of working with other people when you're working on your songs.
Cause yeah,
you
yeah.
flesh it out.
Right, right.
You get different perspectives
Absolutely.
On it, you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Very cool. So what age did you say you started playing the piano?
I actually didn't start playing the piano until I was about 19.
Oh, I see. So
yeah.
it's not like a childhood thing.
No, well, my mom tried to get me to play when I was like 6, 7, and I was just way too all the energy I had.
Right.
I was I was dancing and I was in gymnastics and I was just doing so much that I just couldn't sit still and
right.
I really wanted to play like, you know, Beethoven or Bach or
right.
Chopin right when I sat down and
yeah.
this teacher wanted to teach me Mary Had a Little Lamb and I was just not having it.
Yeah,
I was like, no.
No, thanks.
No, thanks.
So I'm going to skip on this.
I'm going to skip. And, you know, they even bought a piano and everything. And
wow.
so I, you know, I look at that now. I'm like, shit, I wish I would have fucking
right.
you know, sat down.
Right.
Start
earlier.
But, you know, I started teaching myself and because I had always written and I'd always sang and I was, mm-hmm. you know, always going to classes. Like I studied opera and jazz when I was growing up.
Really?
And into college. And yeah. And so I'm classically trained with vocals and was very serious about that my whole life. And And I just decided, like, I've got all these lyrics, I have all these melodies in my head, I got to play an instrument.
Right.
You know? That's amazing.
And so I just buckled down and, you know, I don't consider myself a pianist or anything. I consider myself someone who learned how to play.
But it accompanies, It accompanies you in singing too, right?
Sure.
Do you sing and play at the same time?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I picked up a guitar, you know, because I wanted to sing, you know.
Right.
So I never really got good at, like, lead guitar, but rhythm guitar, because that's the chords that you play when you sing, you know.
Right.
So
I'm not good at any instruments or singing, y'all.
But you got a personality.
Yeah,
and
for
you're a
days.
It's all you need, girl.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I wish I could sing, but I was telling him the other day, I was like, I wish I could sing just for me. I don't think I'd ever want to be famous for singing.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they do it physically or mentally.
Well, you should sing just for you.
No, I mean, like, sing good, you know? Like, when I hear myself, I'm like, shit,
I
could really do this.
I actually think most people, as long as you can carry a tone, you go to take some lessons. If it's just for you, you could still learn.
Nah.
But most people can't carry it.
No,
that's a proper argument.
It's hard to do. You know, I mean, I've sung all my life and stuff, but now that I do, it's harder for me to hit the higher notes.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, but you have to be, you have to be on tone.
It's a muscle you have to train.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Celine Dion's in her 50s and she still sounds, maybe she even sounds, I listened to her the other day and I'm like, God, you sound maybe better than you did.
So you
before.
See, that's the thing. I haven't ever taken like professional voice training.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
So I do sing very well, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice. I want to hear it.
Yeah, well.
Break it out. Sam.
Yeah, not right now. Today you're the star, you know. But no, what I'm trying to say is you're right. It's about learning how to use the muscles, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your voice is a muscle, essentially. And just like anything else, you have to work it out.
And you've
got to do your scales, and you have to do all of those things, because it really does. You know, I try to, and I usually do, you know, I only had like because it was pretty early when I got to come here. Uh-huh. I only had about 15 minutes to do a vocal warm up, but I do a vocal warm up every morning. And you've got to sing every day.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Because I need to get back to it, you know, I really do.
It's never too late.
Yeah, I love singing, you know.
Sure.
But I do at home. I just feel some notes I can't hit anymore. But you're right. You know what I need? I need a professional trainer to show me how to do these things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know why I haven't. You know, sometimes I don't think about it. There's something to do on the weekend when I don't have shit to
do.
Go. Right? Go take some voice lessons.
Why not?
Yeah,
I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, is this part of an album or an EP or something?
It's part of an album. I have an 8-track album that I'm working on releasing in April. Uh-huh. I say working on because there's been a little bit of a slowdown with my mixer, but I think it's coming together now. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to release it in April. If not, the very latest will be May.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And you have 8 tracks on it?
8 tracks, the Thriller number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you have any other songs from that album, or this was the first release?
No, it was the other song I released in January, In My Touch.
Yeah.
That one is also from this album.
Oh, I see. So let's play that one. Let's not waste
totally
any more time.
Totally different song.
Is it? So tell us a little bit about that one. Is that also about an ex?
That one is more just about empowerment.
Okay.
That's more about, you know, meeting somebody and saying, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, right.
Let's not play games. Like,
don't fuck with me.
Yeah. And I actually say that in the song.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I love that. Wow.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's way more, you'll hear the jazz influence in this one, and it's a little bit more slower pace, but it still has a beat to it.
So, really?
Yeah. Check it out.
And it's got a very sensuous cover for it.
Very
too,
sensual.
Right?
Very.
Wow. Okay. She puts herself out there, folks.
Listen,
you gotta check
I'm a
it
strong,
out.
Powerful woman. I have no idea.
You can
dress.
I had this conversation the other day. I was like, women can dress how they want and do what they want. Doesn't give men the right to
the
fuck with us.
To fuck with
no,
us
it has
to
nothing
touch.
To do with fucking with you. You know, I mean, I'm just saying that.
No, I'm not saying you, Sam. I'm saying in general.
In general.
You said men. You
yeah,
said
men in general.
Men in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
men in general.
Well, that would include me too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
love
you.
Love
unfortunately,
I know.
Sorry, you're in that category, Sam.
Okay. But it's no, you have a nice risque picture here. And but if you guys want to check it out, please go to soundcloud.com/Olivia Henry, and you'll find these songs and more up there. And
yeah, and those are free to listen to. If you have Spotify, if you have iTunes,
some support. I mean,
Tidal, anything. I'm on all of it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, where else could you have found, like, before this time, music that you don't have to pay for? You know, it's like right there.
Sure.
You know,
right.
So musicians have realized they have to find other ways to make money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, but obviously, people don't do this to get rich, right?
I mean,
at
you
least
know,
not quickly.
For some people, that's the end goal.
Yeah.
You know, and I absolutely want to make money and success at this music.
Of course.
So, you know, I have full intentions of having
wealth
with it.
So, do you have like plans of how to do that and stuff?
Of course. I mean, awesome. it's all in the game plan. But it takes time, and it takes a lot of work and dedication, and you know, plenty of time doing things that don't necessarily make you money and offering you music for free and all of those things, which is fine.
I feel like
do.
A lot of great things start with no income.
Right.
Zero income. You got to hustle.
Yeah.
You got to have a side hustle and you got to work really hard.
Yeah.
And you got to not sleep and go to bed at 3:30 in the morning.
Now, do you perform live sometimes?
I do. I'm working on setting up a whole live performance, you know, just back to back. I've been waiting to release this album is really what I've been waiting for. And because I was performing a lot last year, and then I was actually in the UK most of January, and then I got back, and you know, just working on releasing this album and the business side of things, which takes a lot of energy as well. I'm not currently repped or managed or anything, so I'm doing it all by myself.
Which is obviously probably a smarter way to do it
when you're building.
If you can figure it out,
it out, and you're, you know, someone who understands how the business aspect of things works, and which I'm still learning, but I'm doing a pretty good job at it.
Besides, listen, you don't need to do everything yourself ultimately, you know.
But at the beginning
you do.
And really, until you create a following for yourself, the ones that you'd want to manage you really aren't even interested.
Right.
They want to see that you're going to do as much work as they're going to do.
It's a little harder for a female too, because I feel like there's a lot of creepy men.
I've had
a lot.
It'll tell you exactly what you want to hear, but they really, at the end of the day, just want to like stick their dick in your vagina.
Yeah.
Like I've had so. Like the other day, I was my headphone just went like off.
Yeah, actually, mine is off too.
Yeah, I think I kind of hear myself now. I'm not sure. Nope, def not. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Technical difficulties.
What's going on? What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
In the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Man, why is this happening
to
us? Now it's completely off.
It's just the headphones, really. But we do need to have the headphones on, right?
Yeah,
there we go.
I like can't get through it without it. It sounds weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's
like sitting in the living room.
Yeah.
And it's not the same anymore.
Not at all.
Right? Well, we fixed it.
Yeah.
Good job.
With the headphones, you create sort of a bubble around this.
Right, sure.
Know?
I was at I work at a restaurant, but I got there early, so I went to go have like a mimosa before I went to work.
Nice.
And I went to a restaurant like four doors down from the restaurant I work at, and this guy, I stopped at the bar, and then I went to the bathroom. When I got out of the bathroom, this guy was waiting and was like, "I was driving. I saw you walk in here. I parked my car, ran across the street." Like
that's not scary.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
thanks for that introduction.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
This just happened like literally 2 days ago.
Really?
And I was like, okay. And he was like, "I own a property company in Santa Monica. I do all the properties for all the celebrities, Jay-Z, Beyonce. You should be the head of my Santa Monica office."
Oh,
I go,
thanks so much.
And
you don't even know me.
Yeah, I go, and I go, "I don't do real estate and I don't do 9-to-5s.
Right.
So thank
you. And besides, how the fuck do you know I'm even good at this?
Right.
You hire me based on the way I look?
Right.
What is this?
So, I just want to know how many times it's worked for that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's what I'm curious
about.
Why
do they think it's going to work?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it has.
Somebody has said yes because somebody
mind
has
you,
been
he's disgusting.
Enough. I'm sure.
Like 2 feet tall, not my type at all. But I was like, listen, I'll give you my number. I'll hear what he has to say. Because
you
just never know. You
gave me your number?
Yeah. Unfortunately so.
Really?
So last night he called me 6 times in a row while I was working. And I said, I'm fucking working. I don't care. I'm a bitch. I go, I'm fucking working.
That's
don't,
not a bitch. That's direct.
Number one, don't ever call me 6 times in a row. I don't fucking know you. Even if I do know you, don't call me 6 times in a row.
Unless
so someone's
then
he's like,
dead.
He calls me baby in love. I go, there's no business for us that we need to be talked to because you already crossed that line
right.
by thinking it's okay to use that terminology with
wow.
him. Yeah. It's to lose my
every
number.
Every dude out here. That's why I said, sorry, Sam. Every
you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being horny all the time and shit. I mean, that's what men are. But
that's a huge
We're
gross.
Horny all the time. No, yeah. It's not a huge gross.
But who's to say that women aren't?
Yes.
To say
but
that women
did
aren't.
I say women right. aren't?
No, but you said men are as if to...
And we're not out here like chasing no. dudes down the street like, exactly. hey, I saw you walk into this restaurant right now.
You can be, and everybody can be horny as fuck, but it right. just is how you handle yourself
yeah,
with other
you
people.
Behave.
Right,
how you
right.
behave so, around other people is right. all that matters, whether you're a woman or a man.
Right.
So, let me ask you this. Do you think if there's a situation... I can't do the fucking show like this. Hold on a second.
We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah,
guys.
Legit.
It's still like one side.
Yeah, it's pretty much on one side.
Chill.
But it's only the headphones. At least
Thank
it's
you.
Going out okay, you know?
Yeah, it's just fine. Just
it's
leave
fine.
It.
We're
yeah.
just going to have
Yeah,
to
we
deal.
Only have a few minutes.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, we have a few minutes left. All right, maybe if it just stays on one
well,
side.
Well, this
better.
Is a perfect way to introduce our Don't Fuck With Me song.
Yes, yes.
It's called
that's
In My
true.
Touch.
Oh my God, I can't listen to that.
Just I know,
if you move your left... At least my left one.
Yeah,
off.
I just took mine off too. Yeah. yeah.
How about that?
Okay, let's listen to the song.
Let's
okay.
just do the song.
Yeah, yeah but we don't it's, enjoy it if it's only
well,
one side.
Do.
But okay, here we go.
Yeah, they'll hear it.
Listen, let me ask you this, okay? Because
yeah.
you brought up this point, and my question is this to you: when you have. Do you see a man in a certain situation where they would say no to sex if a woman came up to them?
I mean, if they're in a relationship, if they're married, if they're just not interested, sure, why not?
But I'm not talking about if they're married or not. I'm
okay.
just saying a man, because not every unmarried woman would do that either, right?
No, I mean,
okay.
sure, but I think to, you know...
I don't think women understand how guys talk. Among themselves.
I think
you guys really understand how we think. But it's just, and it's not even about thinking. It's about just reacting. It's on a primal level, you know?
I understand.
To us, it's like survival. Sex is like survival.
Yeah, but you could say that about females, too. Just females aren't talking
but
about or acting on it like
is
men
that,
do.
Is
right,
that we
but
are
why?
At a different
but
age,
why?
And we're in a modern day where things
right.
where things are different. And you know what? It is a generalization to say that every dude, you know, if I approach them, say, as an example, that
right.
they just want to fuck me. Like, not every dude necessarily is going to. But there are, I would say, as a generalization,
mm-hmm.
if we're talking about generalizations, mm-hmm. probably the likelihood of men wanting to over women is probably a little bit greater.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you'd be surprised at how many women, you know, how much more close to center it is.
Yeah.
These
right.
days.
These
in
days,
modern
yeah.
times.
Okay,
but,
well, I hope so. You know, yeah, the truth is I haven't been dating a lot lately, so maybe I don't know. But it seems like everybody's like, oh, I'm looking for a long-term relationship.
Ultimately,
well,
the
that's
bottom
fine,
line is
but,
respect.
Right.
Is respect of people's space and respect that everyone's a person.
Yeah. That
right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that goes without saying. Absolutely.
I feel like
and
it
plus,
should go
you're
without
right,
saying.
We live in modern times and we have to... yeah, and, mm-hmm. and respect people as human beings.
Absolutely.
You know, that's there's no question about it. But I'm also not going to deny the way nature works and evolution and all that shit. You know, so we're
no
just,
one's asking you to, Sam.
Thank
no.
you very much. All right, we're well, back to the music.
Without further ado,
yeah.
Yeah. In My Touch.
So
no,
my
no,
touch,
no, Don't Fuck With Me, isn't it?
It's called In My Touch.
Oh,
but,
I thought it was called
but
Don't
was,
Fuck With
that
Me.
That was really just so that people wouldn't have to say, you know, that more radio stations.
Right,
too.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it.
I am of a particular breed. No one compares to me.
I like this.
Give me
awesome.
Your
like
eyes
this.
If you like what you see. And let's go on this ride.
Oh yeah.
Touch, in my touch.
There's your primal instincts there for you, Sam.
Yeah, right.
And you feed me too, and it feels so good in my touch, in your touch. Don't fuck with me, cause I don't got the time to get free, and I just want to free you deeply in my touch.
I love this song.
Awesome.
I must tell you, I really like this song.
Awesome. I'm so happy to
hear
that.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening to that.
Oh, I'm glad.
Are you on Spotify too?
I am.
Awesome.
Just under my name.
Olivia Henry, folks, you got to look her up, man. A great talent, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I'm really, really impressed. And so now you have more songs here.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like different album covers or something. So have you done several of them already?
So I released an EP in 2014. And that is four songs, or actually three songs. Sorry guys, we're all touching our headphones. It's three songs, and it was pretty much just a live take.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of my musician friends come in. I had the songs. There's really no production in it. It's just live instruments, myself. Each of the tracks are usually one takes.
Right.
So there's no overdubbing, there's no cutting, there's none of that. And that was just to sound kind of live,
yeah,
and raw, and I called that Sessions. So there's three songs in that.
Oh, that's a cute title.
Yeah, they were just Sessions. So that is something I released several years ago. And then, if you read my bios anywhere, I went through a really shitty time with my body for a little while, and it took me out of the game. For a few years, and with autoimmune conditions and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh my
and,
God.
And yeah, I was a little crippled for
everybody
a little while.
Has a fucking story, right?
Everyone's got a story.
Yours sounds pretty serious.
Yeah.
You were crippled?
For a little while. And, yeah. But you know, I am very grateful for where I'm at now, and my music is back and going, and I'm here again.
Well, congratulations to you.
But that's why the little break in between 2014.
Well, you made a comeback into life, I guess, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say
I mean, you seem like really full of life, full of energy, a lot of...
Well, I'm young, so
yeah,
it's good.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, you still have many years to pursue this.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, definitely. So, great. Other than SoundCloud, tell people how they can find you if they want to contact you.
My website is oliviahenry.com. You can see all the links to everything that I'm on there. But I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Deezer, Tidal, Pandora, SoundCloud, YouTube, pretty much anywhere where you can type in Olivia Henry and you'll pull me up.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. In My Touch, man. I love this song. You captured me with that one.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I after you told me the up-tempo, I thought you would have liked Tear Me Apart more.
No, that's one thing about music. You never can explain why you like
something
one song and you don't like something else. Right?
Sure,
right.
Sure.
That's why there's taste in music. You can't really argue with people.
Right.
People will go, how can you listen to this? Well, I can. Not only can I listen to it, but I love it.
Sure.
You know, I really connect with it.
Yeah,
so.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And
very cool.
All the songs sound a bit, because those two songs are very different songs.
They really are.
And they have very different feelings.
But they show you range and
everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have a Simi Valley native here, folks.
We're just going to say I'm from LA.
Yeah. And Olivia, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Have me again, guys.
I'd love
to come back.
You're a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoyed yourself. I apologize for the headphones. We usually are not that clunky in here, but sometimes
it's all right.
It just happens.
Right. It's all right. It just shows everybody it's live and it's real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
It's a real thing, folks. If you're on Facebook, thank you very much for watching us. If you're on audio only, thank you for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.